All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, following last night's loss to the Washington Nationals, New York Mets starting pitcher Matt Harvey has now begun the 2016 MLB season with a record of 3-7. On the year, Harvey has an earned run average of 6.08, which is not good. You look at a guy that has had his fair share of ups and downs in his brief Major League Baseball career. Harvey was the first round pick of the Mets back in 2010. He made his MLB debut in 2012. He went 3-5 that year in 10 starts with an earned run average of 2.73. The following year, he would go 9-5 with a 2.27 ERA in 26 starts. He earned his first and only All-Star Game appearance to this point, and he had the opportunity to start in his home park of Citi Field while finishing fourth in the Cy Young Award voting. Now, in the second half of that season, Harvey did blow out his arm, which did result in him having Tommy John surgery, and he would subsequently miss the entire 2014 season as he recovered. This guy came back with a vengeance in 2015 as he was named the NL Comeback Player of the Year. He went 13-8 for the Mets in the regular season with a 2.71 ERA and nearly 200 innings pitched during that stretch, not to mention what he did in the postseason for his club. He pitched two games in the World Series, and he pitched one game in the NLDS as well as one game in the NLCS, and he did a lot coming off of that first year after the Tommy John surgery. This year right now, his velocity is down. He has given up 73 hits on the season. He only has 44 strikeouts, and he's still trying to beat his opponents with his fastball. And that is not the case right now because guys are sitting on it, especially since his velocity is down. So if you're Harvey, you have to try to find a way to work around at different points in the zone, also trust your breaking pitches more, and go forward from there. But it was very tough for Harvey last night due to the fact that he had just faced the Nationals last week, and they had lit him up in what was his worst outing of his Major League Baseball career. You go back to May 19th at home against Washington, he only lasted 2 2/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 9 runs, 6 of those were earned. He also gave up a home run to his former teammate in Daniel Murphy. So things were very tough for him. Now, he is scheduled to make his next start on the 30th of May against the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox are still a pretty good hitting team on their own. So right now, you have to approach the Harvey situation with kid gloves. Like I've said, he's had a good tendency to get through the first time through the opponent's lineup. It's that second and third time. Well, a lot of times, honestly, right now, he's not even getting the third opportunity. It's really the second time through the lineup where opponents are really teeing off on him. So you want to see if he can get 4, maybe 5 quality innings and just hand it over to the bullpen at this point, because it's really tough for him. He has not gone 7 innings all season long. He has not even pitched into the 7th inning all season long. And it's a very tough struggle for this guy. You know that Harvey is a competitor. He's a guy that wants to ball every 5th day. He's a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen. And he has a lot of pride. And I mean, you see a guy that was booed off of the mound by his home fans last week at home. And I mean, let's not forget, this guy came back with a vengeance in 2015. He did a lot of good things to help the Mets make the World Series. And without Harvey's contributions, the Mets would not have been there last year. So it's very irking for me to see fans simply turn their back on a guy like that. But unfortunately, that is the way things are in New York City. Now, you look at the options for Harvey, possibility of staying in a rotation, the disabled list, the bullpen, or simply skipping a start. I think he's going to stay in the rotation because he has a lot of pride, and I think the Mets want to make good by him. At the same time, it would not be a bad idea to simply have him skip a start and just let him relax for a little bit, because right now, when you're struggling, it gets in your head, and it's very tough sometimes to get out of that funk. It's like a jump shooter in basketball. Sometimes you simply need a layup to get you going. It's like a quarterback in the National Football League when you're struggling with completions and you're struggling with interceptions, sometimes a quick little screen pass or a quick little naked bootleg is just what the doctor ordered to get your confidence going. I think at this point, if the Mets skip a start with Harvey and he comes back in his next start and they can just get five solid innings out of him, something to build off of, you know what? Just leave it right there, take him out, and rely on the bullpen for the final four innings. I don't care if he's on a roll or not. Sometimes you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him, and that's what they need to do. You look at the Mets brain trust right now, of course, of team general manager Sandy Alderson, manager Terry Collins, and, of course, pitching coach Dan Warfin. And these guys are going to put their heads together and figure out the best formula, not only for Matt Harvey, but for the Mets going forward. But the elephant in the room, and of course, he reared his head last year, and this is Harvey's agent, Scott Boras. I guarantee you that Boras will hold this against the Mets going down the road with Harvey when it comes to contract negotiations. But right now, for the present, I think it is best served for Harvey simply to skip a start. Go out there, just relax, come back for your next game, and just try to get five quality innings. Let everything else take care of itself. But I think in the long run, Harvey is going to have a positive contribution on this Mets team in 2016, because guess what? He believes in himself, and every guy that's in that locker room believes in him. And when that's the case, you can channel out all the other white noise that is going on around you and simply concentrate on what you have to take care of business for. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out, or pardon me, no show right now, but I will say that if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is a proud sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. You can check us out this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, take care and have yourselves a good day.